Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the wrestling world.
John Sullivan.
It's Babs Ayegbusi.
Michael Thompson talking. The phenomenal AJ Styles.
Jerry Rosa.
Charles Johnson.
Psycho Killer Tommaso Ciampa.
This is Matt Blair. Thank you for listening to Sportscast Radio.
Sportscast Radio.
Welcome to Sportscast Radio.
The classics, breaking out the classes, because it's only right that I get on this show tonight, and I succumb to the fact that Ryan might have been right all along. LeBron James very well may lead the Los Angeles Lakers to a championship. I've long time aired my grievances to the man. We're going to say hello as we get the show started, though. What is going on, Elijah?
What's happening?
I played the classics tonight, man. Bust out the Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, man. I think I heard enough of that song.
You know, Puffy's going to make us both walk and get some cheesecake in a little while.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
What about Dylan? Is he still a top five spitter all time?
Not the hot fire.
Elijah, how you doing, man? Not a bad week in sports. Not a crazy landmark week, but definitely some things to talk about. Before you hopped in here, I was going to start my succumbing to both you and Ryan in regards to LeBron James being the best player.
I was going to bring that up. I was going to ask you. Are you actually a Lakers fan, or are you just a Kobe Bryant? Are you just a Kobe Bryant fan?
I can't. I love my Lakers. All right.
But I've never heard you talk about them once this year, and it's because LeBron's balling, and you don't like it.
You know, there's
and he's balling for your team, and you hate it.
I know. I got it, and that's the thing is I give it up, man.
That's so bad.
I gotta give it up. I'm done. I can hate no longer because he had a 2-game stretch, coming with only 1 day rest between them, playing the reigning MVP and the reigning finals MVP. And not only did LeBron James put up fantastic numbers in both games, but he and the team overall played well against teams that you need to play good against to beat. Like there are no, you could have your big threes all you want, but if your role players don't actually know their roles and actually make it occur, I've been very impressed. And in the last two games, and particularly when I know you want to give me the crap on the LeBron thing, and do so. Much earned crap as far as it goes. I've given way too much, and I have to give credit. Like, literally, you know, against the Clippers, he goes 28-9-8. That's a stat line right there. Against that team, that's a stat line. You know, against Giannis and the boys, you know, he goes 37-8-8. Amazing.
Yeah. I can't believe he's still playing like this in year 17.
And that's the thing too. I mean, you look at year 17. There's not a guy as far as the stats that he's putting up, there's nobody that put up stats like him. Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he physically keeps it together, because I mean, obviously he's not as athletic as he was in his prime, but he's close. And he's like starting to hit three pointers now. Like, if he starts hitting three pointers, he's gonna extend his career like even longer. Like, I don't see him like retiring anytime soon.
Yeah, that's it's absurd. You pointed out something that truly is something. His three game right now is absolutely bonkers. Like the logo shot. Oh yeah, I mean, just ridiculous. And again, I cannot. I still hold a little disregard for the decision, but beyond the decision, dude's definitely the best basketball in the league, player in the league, probably the best basketball player in the league the last 10 years.
Yeah, right? I mean, the stuff he does off the court too.
That's fantastic. I don't even want to get into that. Right now, I'm talking basketball because I didn't dog him for his off the court stuff. I think his off the court stuff is fantastic. I will never dog a man for doing good for communities, his own community, other communities, anything. You know, where it's not forced. Also, you know, okay, I know the NBA cares. All right, the league does that. That's a league initiative, and that's fine. But this is LeBron James who literally made his own foundation. All right, that man made extra strides to make it happen. All right, he deserves all the kudos in the world for that. Absolutely all of them. But on the basketball court, where games are won and lost, where decisions are made, in that 48 minutes, and you can bathe in the glory of victory, or you can drench yourself in the stink of loss. All right, and LeBron's done them both. You know, he's been the guy who's lost championships. He's been the guy that's won championships. He's always been a factor everywhere he's gone. He's made Cleveland a championship town. Think about that. Cleveland, a championship town.
Cleveland rocks.
You know, like, hey, right? Get Drew Carey on the line. But again, I can no longer sit angrily like I'm, you know, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd's character in Celtic Pride. You know, like I can't sit there and think that I'm, again, just bashing a guy to bash. I can't do that. It's just amazing. I'm LeBron James, best basketball player, bar none. All right, he's not the best shooter. He's not the best, you know what I mean? He's not the best statistical in pick a stat. He's not the best, but all around best player in the league, that's him.
I think he might be leading the league in assists.
Okay. I feel like Luka's got to be up there.
Luka's at 8.7. LeBron's at 10.6, I think, unless I'm looking at. Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, LeBron James is at 10.6 assists a game right now.
So,
Trae Young's at 9.3, and then Luka's at like 8 something. I know like he's at 8.7. Ben Simmons is at 8. So I think those are like the top five guys for assists.
I can't remember if I brought it up last week or not, but man, we talked about watching basketball games and I was very critical and you were very critical and that's okay. But it's funny. We bring up these names, Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Simmons, LeBron James, obviously still relevant. And remember I was asking who's next? Right? Whose league is it next? But not only is it who is it next, who are the guys that we're going to be watching for years to come? Okay, who is our, you know, I remember 96, man. I remember Kobe coming off the bench. You know, I remember thinking, man, this dude's going to be dope. And obviously he is and was. LeBron, same thing. You know, Carmelo to an extent. I remember their rookie years and thinking, man, these guys are going to be awesome for years to come. And they were. So who are we know Durant's been good, but he's going to be kind of like that middling, he's going to be that aging veteran at some point here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Westbrook, Harden, same thing. And I was thinking about the young cats. I think this might be one of the best crops of young cats who are extremely talented all at the same time that we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
As far as by and large, within the league, there's so many good young players. Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Kobe White,
Zion Williamson, Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard's not younger, but I mean, Nikola Jokic, there's a lot of them. Timberwolves, Karl-Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, there's Dame Lillard.
There's all types of players. There's all types of players, too. Think about it. You got a big guy in Kat. You got great finesse point guards in, Luka and who can shoot. You know, you got big guys like Zion who if people are calling him the second coming of Barkley, which is fine. Hall of Famer. Let's go.
Zach LaVine, I mean, he's putting up tremendous scoring numbers with Jim Boylan as his coach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot, man. It's Ja Morant. It's crazy.
Yeah. Ja Morant. I don't even know how I left that out. It's a super cool young squad of players, man. And this is that's what's cool.
De'Aaron Fox. Gilgeous Alexander. It's just the list. The list never ends. Bradley Beal. And he's not super young, but Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram's
really
rolling out now.
Yeah, some of these guys really coming on, and their second period is, if you will, as far as their overall career goes. You know,
one young player that a lot of people have kind of forgotten about that has been injured most of the year, but's kind of coming back is DeAndre Ayton from the Suns. I mean,
yeah, can't aid on that.
But a bunch.
I'm sorry.
Man, what's that character from Schitt's Creek? That would be kind of like a thing he would do.
Man.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you watch Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, oh yeah. My
the
wife
boyfriend,
would
Alexis's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, or I shouldn't even say nothing now because that might spoil it for people. But
no, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's not my cup of tea as far as the show goes. If something about it just doesn't jive with me. But
that show cracks me up. I watch that with Alicia all the time. It cracks me up. That shit's funny.
Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. Speaking of crazy, and again, young players just balling. Can we talk about a little role player named Duncan Robinson?
Duncan Hines,
Duncan
Donuts.
Robinson, Miami Heat.
And they seem to have a lot of kind of role players. They have that nun dude who's pretty good.
Yeah.
Then they have Robinson. Butler, Ballin.
Yeah,
I can't even pronounce his name, but Bam Adebayo, he's good.
Yeah.
Too much, man. Too many studs.
Yeah, there's just tons. There's tons. Just awesome. Crazy stuff, man. Tons of good young players. The league is going to be fun to watch. Did you watch those games, by the way? The Lakers, Bucks, Lakers Heat? Or not Lakers Heat. Lakers, Clippers?
I caught pieces of them.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them all in their entirety, but I caught pieces of them. They're fun from what I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the Lakers have proven that they're probably the team to beat, in the NBA right now, and probably should be the favorite to win the finals this year, like right now. Like, I think they've kind of separated themselves after these, like after this past week or so of being the team to beat now. Cause
yeah. I mean, those are Milwaukee. That's a two-game stretch that not many teams are going to come out going 2-0.
No, and Milwaukee is really good, but I mean you got to take into account that they're beating up on teams in the East, you know.
And I say that all the time, and nobody listens to me. And I know Ryan and I always chuckle and laugh about it, but it's just factual. The East is by and large a weaker conference.
It's funny though that how everyone said, "Oh, LeBron James isn't going to be able to come to the Western Conference and win anything." He's been beaten up on the weak East his whole career, and he's making a case to be like, "Shut up, y'all! Like, it doesn't matter where I play."
Yeah. No, there's a reason why. As soon as they got, but I mean, there's also been significant moves just around him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think LeBron James has individually done anything since early on. Like, I'm not going to give him sole credit for leading a team somewhere, with the exception of it was the year they played the Spurs. I can't remember anybody else on that team other than like Zdrunas Ilgauskas.
Yeah, I mean, he played on some really bad teams early on in his career in Cleveland, and I mean, even besides Kyrie. You know, they had Kevin Love, but he was injured a lot. And, I mean, besides Kyrie, there wasn't much going on in Cleveland there either, besides him and Kyrie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's – like, I'm not saying he's the main source for the Lakers' success because Anthony Davis is balling out too. But, I mean, he's a guy that goes to teams and, like, changes them around. Like, has a lot to do with their, like, change and their – going from doormats to winning games. So I found it funny that like people said he wasn't going to be able to win in the East, and he was only good cuz he was beating up on teams in the East and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, now we're kind of seeing it. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the West could only be even more competitive too. Think about this. Trailblazers, who were a playoff team last year, they're not doing so hot. The Warriors playoff team last year injured to all hell, and you know if they were healthy, they would be in the hunt, right?
Oh, they probably would still be favorites if they were healthy. They just have
Here's the thing is, but that's the thing is, do you think they how many games do you think they're? I mean, I'm not looking at the Lakers right now because I still feel like the Lakers, because they have the most balance, right? They're a big team. They can move fast. They can also shoot on you. You know what I mean? Like, pick your poison, you know?
Yeah.
I think bigs-wise, nobody's going to mess with them at all. There's just no way you can. As the Rockets gotten smaller, I think that might have been maybe a slight mistake. But I look at the Warriors and I say, man, they're going to be like the second or third seed. But even then, the Clippers and Nuggets are second and third. The Jazz are two games behind those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. That two through six is a three game stretch. Two through seven is a four game stretch, with the Grizzlies being the outlier, being literally one game under 500. That's crazy. Four games separate seven seeds.
Yeah. The West is competitive, man. It seems like recently it just always has been. Like, I don't know what it is. They draft better or something, but their teams always seem to be very competitive, and it's a very tough place to win.
Meanwhile, in the East, the Nets would be the eighth slot right now, and they are 29-34. That's five games under 500, not one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The seven seed is five games under 500 at 30-35.
And the Nets just fired their coach.
You know, this is crazy. Between the young talent, the East does have a lot of good young talent, too. Pacers quiet. Pacers are sneaky in the playoffs. Nobody's like, oh, man, look at those Pacers.
They kind of always fly under the radar, though.
Yeah, you know, they make Minnesota sports, publicity look like they make us look like New York.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what it is about Indiana, but, I mean, they're doing good.
And then Oladipo's back.
Oh, yeah.
Oladipo, Brogdon, Miles Turner.
Yeah, they got a squad. Dougie McBuckets, bro.
But, I mean, they always fly under the radar, though. I mean, even when they had, like, when they were good and they were challenging Cleveland, when they had, like, Danny Granger and what's-his-face, the big center from Georgetown that was all right, but kind of I can't remember his name. But when I think they had Jermaine O'Neal at the time, too. And, I mean, they always kind of, like, have been, like, they've always been a tough team. Lance Stevenson back then, too. They've always kind of had some tough, like, gritty, hard-nosed teams that kind of fly under the radar and cause people problems in the playoffs. So it doesn't surprise me. It's just the Indiana thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, you're right. It's just an Indiana thing. Just one of those things. I don't know. It's good. It's one of those things where I feel like that team still gets. I don't know if he's still on. I remember he stepped down in 2017. Larry Bird. Larry Bird was a solid basketball executive. Put together some good teams.
Yeah, he did. I don't know why he stepped down, or what the reason was, but he was good, and he put together some teams, and he kind of knew. He was a lot better than Michael Jordan is.
Yeah. I think I've seen guys, online be a team or be a pro teams look better than Michael Jordan's teams on simulation. but you know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, sneaky good. As we close and get closer to these basketball playoffs. You know, it's always a good time, especially, you know, I still hate the fact that the one always trounces, like, that parity's not there, like, in some sports. But but that second round of the playoffs definitely usually makes things very, very interesting. It's coming very quick. Speaking of playoffs, did you watch any of this college basketball?
Man, since the Gophers season kind of went in the shitter, I haven't watched much college basketball. I probably won't start watching it again until the actual tournament starts.
Well, it'll be happening quick. Obviously, conference tournaments are underway. A lot of the first round action for many of these conference tournaments. It'll be something interesting to follow going. I think this will be the first year where I'm going in borderline blind. Going into March Madness, which is kind of neat for the first time in a long time. So, when I pick my bracket, I'll be really interested to see if I actually do better or worse than previous years where I've animately watched.
Yeah, I have like no idea what's going on. Like, I don't even know who's number one right now.
Well, it's funny you say that. Kansas is number one.
Okay.
They did have that. They took a couple early losses earlier in the year, but they've been on a 16 game winning streak. So, shout out.
Wasn't San Diego State number one at one point?
Yeah. Two losses. San Diego State definitely playing good ball. A lot of smaller universities in the top 10 right now. You got Gonzaga, Dayton, San Diego State, and Creighton. Really rounding out a kind of a motley crew field. You know, you still got some perennials in there. You got Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Duke all in the top 10. Michigan State, oddly enough, being my automatic pick to go to the Final Four because that's all Tom Izzo does. He doesn't play to win every game of the season. He plays to prepare the guys to get to the tournament. And, I find that, you know, always amazing. You know, he'll go in there with his 22 to 26 wins. You know, he's not undefeated. He probably lost to somebody like, you know, somebody like the Gophers but then he had like a big high profile win, and then they're going to go into the tournament as, you know, a 7 seed, and then, you know, or a 6 seed, and then they're going to go to the Final Four.
They always seem to make good runs when they like aren't expected to do well in the tournament. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But that's Ace to the Izzo.
For sure. I know T to the Izzo. I think coming up here, Ryan's going to give us some, he's got a couple brackets that he wants to mess with. So I'm hoping he's going to get us in a loop here before he takes over or takes off down to Las Vegas.
You're not going on that trip?
I am not going on that trip.
Damn, I thought you were going.
Much to chagrin. Things change, man. Things came at me fast. So obviously that'll be a fun thing coming up here. Did you watch any of the UFC over the weekend?
I did not get a chance to, but I heard I missed like probably one of the best MMA fights ever this weekend.
Obviously International Women's Day was just over the weekend as well, and two lady fighters put on quite possibly a match of the year contender, instant classic is what literally everyone has said about the match. And I'm sure you've seen the pre and post match pictures of the gals. Is that correct?
Yeah. What did Ryan say? She looked like a Ferengi from Star Trek.
Yeah. Like a Klingon. You know, it's just a crazy fight. And at one point, they're literally, you know, they're standing toe to toe and just throwing. It's again, you couldn't have asked for anything better. Both of them were getting hits in. Both of them, you know, you're almost mad that somebody took a loss. But yeah, just sick. The rest of the card, solid overall. You got to see a knockdown. Let's see, the middleweight main event with Adesanya and Romero.
I heard that fight was terrible.
Yeah, it went to decision, and it was not exactly one where you really want to get excited about, especially following, again, when the women co-main, which is great. Again, if there's one thing that I am very proud of UFC doing, it does highlight the women. You know, they find a way to really market these gals, and they put up the good show. And I am I'm still patiently waiting for I guess something similar to happen in women's boxing, because there's some good fighters, and I think everyone's going to have, I think they deserve some equal shine. That's all.
Well, I mean, there might be a big fight brewing that probably isn't going to be a great fight, but it could be a big recognition fight for women's boxing if it happens.
Which one are you discussing?
Shields and Ali.
Yeah, and that's been brewing. And oddly enough, Clarissa Shields 8 hours ago said, tomorrow is the day, big announcement. So I'm kind of curious what they're going to do there.
She's going to trounce Layla Ali if they fight. I don't even know why it's even a contest, honestly. Like, ugh.
She's admitted, Ali's admitted that, you know, money's got to be right. You know, she doesn't take kindly to Clarissa Shields, her style of braggadocio.
That makes no sense. Your father was Muhammad Ali.
I know it.
The king of braggadocious.
I know. He might as well have invented it. In modern sports, I don't think there's many more. I don't think there was anyone else who had more personality than Muhammad Ali.
No, he was like the originator of the trash talk and the brash personality. Like he kind of started that. I feel like, that's funny to me. Like, are you just looking to say something that you don't like so you can get a paid, like, so you can get a fight or something? I don't understand. That just doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. People are weird. I don't really see what Clarissa Shields really does that's all that, like, over the top. She's just really confident in her abilities.
Yeah, she's undefeated. 2-time gold Olympian gold medalist. Won every belt that's put in front of her.
And she backs up what she says. I don't know. It's weird to me, but whatever. Like I said, whatever. If the fight happens, Ali's probably going to get stomped, so...
I think it'll be interesting to see, though. I mean, again, Layla is not a small gal, and obviously she's older. You know, she's got plenty of in-ring experience, and Clarissa Shields, I think, has some valid points in some of her critique, saying, "Oh, she's never fought the best. Never fought the best."
She didn't. She didn't fight Ann Wolf. She didn't fight Lucia Riker. She didn't fight a lot of the best fighters of her time. Like, I think she fought Chrissy Martin. Chrissy Martin was kind of past her prime, and she fought Mia St. John, who was decent, but mainly more known for her good looks. You know,
yep.
So I don't know. Like, we'll see, but it's probably bad. Bad news.
Yeah, for Ali. Yeah. I believe it's official now. Canelo, Billy Joel Saunders, May 2nd. Does this fight excite you at all?
No, because Saunders probably more than likely he's getting a big payday now, so he's probably not gonna come to his best shape and probably just collect the paycheck. Because he kind of does that. He doesn't always, like, train to the best of his ability. And it seems like the one fight that I seen him where he was, like, actually, yeah, I trained my ass off and I came in the best shape possible was against Lemieux. And he, like, looked really, really good. Then he just recently, like, I forgot who he fought his last fight, but he didn't look good. He, like, was losing the fight against some guy that you never heard of, and he needed like a late knockdown to win the fight, or a late knockout to win the fight. So I don't know, man. I think on paper, if Saunders comes in good shape and up to like the best of his abilities, then it could be a good fight. But more than likely, I don't think he's going to show up because I think he's getting his payday now. So.
Did you watch any of the PBC fights over the weekend?
I watched the Hellenius, whatever his name is. God, I can never pronounce his name.
Was it like Kaunicki or something like that?
Yeah, the Polish dude. Like,
yeah,
he was pretty good, but it's like Adam Kaunicki.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty big there. Ref missed that first knockdown.
Yep.
I think Hellenius said that really benefited him throughout the fight as well. So like, kind of one of those things that You gotta wonder both against safety boxer or you know, where's the attention to detail in such a quick thing, but Helenius, man, not like, I mean, granted, it was a good fight when we saw him against Gerald Washington in at the Armory.
Well, he was whooping up on he was whooping up on Washington, and then he got tired and Washington like caught him. But I mean, like, this fight was like the total opposite for him. Like, he was kind of looking pretty shaky at first, and then he actually stormed back and knocked the dude out. So yeah, it was a good fight. It was fun. But that's like the only like PVC fight I saw.
Yeah, that's that was the only bit that I remember off it. I did see an interesting thing with him, some soccer player, like they're talking about like goalies punching
goalies. That video I sent to the group chat, yeah, where he like hit that thing into like outer space.
Oh yeah, that thing was gone, man. Like that was a cool share. Also, I don't know if somebody like overdubbed his voice.
Yeah, like, that's, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, let me try. Yeah, you maybe need to go do more practice. Okay,
yeah,
let me try.
I think we might need some we might need some Helenius sounders from that one, because yeah, that was some pretty pretty interesting stuff there. Let's see I'm trying to think if there's any other big boxing announcements. I don't believe so. There's, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the Helenius was a huge underdog. So anyone who bet money on him likely came out pretty good, because like it was a big, like this fight was, it was a big upset. And
yeah,
from what it looked like, I think Konaki was like overlooking him, man. Like, I think he was like had his sights set on getting a fight with Joshua, because I think he was going to be probably next in line to fight Joshua, maybe after after Joshua fights Pulev. I think Joshua's fighting next. Or he could have been the mix to fight like Wilder or something. So it's like Konaki lost a lot by losing this fight. Like he was on his way, and now he's got to kind of get himself back up again, because he was starting to make a name for himself, and people were really like buying into his like style and his personality. And I don't know, sucks for him though.
Speaking of getting back up again, Miguel Mariaga, who took a L to Vasily Lomachenko in 2017, he gets to challenge Shaq Stevenson for the WBO featherweight title this weekend.
Good for him.
You know, like, but it's still, I see something like that, and I'm like, man, why isn't Vasily getting Shaq? You know what I mean? Like, that'd be a cool fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still have Vasily winning in a landslide, to be honest, but, and Shaq's a good boxer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I don't think anyone really wants to fight him.
Isn't
unless they really have to. Like, he's one of those guys that, like, you box just because you either want a payday and he's, like, offering you a bunch of money to fight him, or you're like forced to fight him. Like, I don't think anyone wakes up and is like, I think I'm going to fight Lomachenko. This is my next fight.
Yeah.
We gotta
be due. We're due for a Loma fight, because, God, it's like his last fight was in August.
Yeah.
You know, so, and yeah. I feel like he's with, ESPN, right?
Yeah, he's top rank.
So I mean, like I feel like you got to find him something.
You want to hear some breaking WWE news?
Oh man, WrestleCast moments here on SportsCast Radio. What do we got?
Gronk signed with the E.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are they gonna bring back the Mojo Gronk tag team?
Oh my God. Oh, yes. That can't be. This can't be real.
It's gonna be magical.
Oh, is he gonna like?
Bros,
I'm gonna say this.
Rejoice.
I hope. God, I hope Ryan's listening. So, I really want. I love it. I want him, Roman Reigns, and Goldberg, in a three way at the WrestleMania. Obviously, it's spear versus spear. I'm sure. And
oh
then,
God!
like it's just begging for a triple spear spot. I wonder who could do more.
maybe they're gonna bring Big Kaz and Enzo back, and then maybe they're gonna add Mojo Rawley, and they're gonna start a stable with Gronk, Big Kaz, Enzo Amore, and Mojo Rawley, and they're gonna start a big bro stable with them, where it's just a bunch of partying bros.
Oh God, it's like a Jersey Shore of wrestling. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It'd be like the oh God, who am I thinking of? There's so many routes that this could go. It would be like the full on douchebag version of like the Mean Street Posse, like
yeah.
You know, like I don't know.
And their entrance music would be done by LMFAO.
Yeah, party rock. Oh God.
But LMFAO would just come out of retirement and make a theme song for them.
Oh God. Party Gronk. Oh God.
Oh man.
God, it'd be so bad. WWE No Mercies with their soundtrack song. Oh God, no.
Man, I should write for the E. That idea is like magical. Do you know how that would be like, they would like love that at the Saudi Arabia show.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm sure.
Ryan's probably listening to this, throwing up right now.
Want Elijah to write for the Saudi Arabia show. Speaking of big money making endeavors, as far as kind of some random things, 2K Sports, man, did you hear the news?
Yeah, but it's not that great of news because they can only make non simulation football games that won't like be in competition with Madden.
Yep.
So no, I'm not happy about that. I don't give a shit. I don't want to play. Yeah. I don't want to play the 2K version of NFL Blitz or
I'd be cool with another NFL Blitz.
Or 2K Street. I don't want none of that shit. Fuck that.
That's right. They did do the 2K Street. Oh God.
No, EA did NFL Street.
Oh,
EA
that's
did
right.
NFL Street.
That's the one I was
said,
thinking.
Like, I said, I just don't want no 2K Street football game or any of that bullshit. Yeah, so no, I'm not all that thrilled or excited. So.
I don't know, man. I think.
I mean, if they could make like an XFL simulation game, that might be kind of cool just because. I like Madden is just so trash now, and it's just the same thing year in and year out. And like, you can take like the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 2 version of NFL 2K5, and you can look at like the graphics aren't as good, but just the way the game plays and the animations and stuff are better than Madden animations, and that game was made in 2005, and like the way the players block on like runs and stuff it's just, I can't believe that Madden can't get shit right that 2K5 was getting right in 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. I love 2K5. People like, it's really interesting too, because I remember during that era too, like, those are fighting words to some Madden heads, man.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan wasn't a big 2K fan. I think he liked Madden better for a while, but when 2K5 came out, I think he kind of changed his tune a little bit, but he was a Madden.
Man, I remember playing
a Madden.
The first NFL 2K on Dreamcast. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So good.
So good. Blew my mind. I was like, wait, this is a video game?
Yeah. I bought a Dreamcast for that game.
And that's where the 2K series was born. The 2K basketball is just as good.
Yeah.
God, those were great games. And then money gets involved, right? Shout out to
NFL fucking EA.
Custom licensing there. EA Sports. Speaking of EA Sports, I still want a new Fight Night, man. Can we get a new Fight Night?
No, probably not.
Dang it.
They've been teasing about, like, I don't know if it's going to be made by EA, but, like, Eddie Hearn has talked about having a new Fight Night game. Not a new Fight Night game, but Eddie Hearn's been talking about being involved with a new boxing game. So, who knows? I mean, maybe they could release a new Fight Night for, like, the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X or whatever the new Xbox is going to be.
That'd be cool. Fight Night Round 3 was the Xbox 360 launch title, if I remember right.
It was, yes.
You know, Fight Night Champion was a big deal in the Xbox early, you know. Bring it on, man.
So, the U.S. Sun, I don't know how legit this place is, but U.S. Sun has an article from a month ago that says Eddie Hearn has been revealed he is in talks to release a new boxing game for the consoles. So the promoter was asked on Twitter whether a new one is in the offing, and Hearn's response sent fans wild. I don't know where Hearn's response is, though.
Who would be your cover athlete?
For a new Fight Night game, or for a new boxing game?
Yeah, for a new Fight Night, who's your cover athlete? Canelo,
but I don't know, like, whoever's making the video game, if they could afford to use him in the game, but, like,
well, let's assume it's EA, no budget. Who's the guy?
It's gotta be Canelo. He's probably
Diogo
the biggest
Joshua?
In boxing, right?
Especially
no.
with the Hearn connection?
I mean, maybe Eddie Hearn would decide to do that, but if it's me, and there's no, I'm not really caring what Eddie Hearn has to say. It's got to be Canelo. He's, like, the biggest name in boxing.
Yo, I'd be jacked if they did it like a split cover. Get the guys and the girls on there. Get Canelo and Shields.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Or have, like, a few boxes on the cover, but I don't know if Canelo would be like, I need to be on the cover by myself.
Gotta be bolder.
Gotta be bolder. But yeah, that would be cool. Who would you put on the cover, do you think?
I think I probably would do Joshua. I'd probably do Joshua on Shields. That'd be a cool cover to me.
Yeah. I'd put Chris Arreola on the cover.
Dang.
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., he'd be my cover athlete.
Oh, just sitting on a stool.
eating a bowl of cereal.
Do you think there'd be an option to quit on the stool? Get an achievement for that?
Did you ever see the like lead up to him and Sergio Martinez's fight? And like his trainers were like in his living room, like, where's this guy? He was supposed to be at the gym, and no one showed up, and then all of a sudden he, like, comes downstairs in his underwear, and he's eating a bowl of cereal. And the guy's like, you got to train, man. He's like, okay. And there's, he moves the couches out of the living room and just, like, starts, like, shadow boxing.
Dang. That's wild. That's wild, man.
That shows you his work ethic.
Yeah, that's,
I'm pretty sure Chavez Jr. would probably be Ryan Cook's cover athlete. I'm pretty positive, like 100%.
Do you think if you had Junior fight Senior right now, do you think Senior still wins?
Maybe. Junior probably would.
You know what I mean? Like, just
he'd probably be like, "Oh man, I can't do this."
That's crazy.
And then he'd be like, he'd quit, and then he'd be like, "I won the fight. I don't know what everyone else is watching. I still won the fight."
Let's see. There's couple 2020 potential rule changes proposed by teams: onside kicks alternatives, some more officials.
We're talking about NFL now.
Yeah, we'll switch over. That was a hard left turn. Sorry.
Can you give me a heads up or anything?
Be bold. You gotta be. Sometimes you gotta go into it. You know, you just gotta be bolder.
Hey.
I get that. That's a hard.
I'm gonna make a left turn here. Not even talk. Ask you something about sports, but are you? Have you played Warzone yet?
Yeah, that's why I didn't get the dang. The show started on time.
I was wondering what was going on because I'm playing 2K and I'm like, that's like 10:25 and Jordan hasn't said anything and there's no nothing and I'm like, all right. But I didn't see you were playing. I saw you were playing Call of Duty, but I didn't know it was Warzone. But I'm downloading it. I'm downloading it now, so I'll try it out.
It's pretty wild. Like, it's got this ADD feature to it, man. Like, you know, it's 150 players, so it's 50 squads of three is what it is. And if you end up getting killed, you get sent to the gulags, and then you have to one versus one somebody, and then you can respawn. But you can only do that one time. So you kind of get two lives if you win. But it gets intense, so you're like, dang, I feel like I'm on Running Man or something. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell's going on?
Surviving the game.
Gillian! I'll be back only in a rerun. So bad. What did you say? Sub-Zero, now playing Zero. It's so good, man. I had a little fun with that, and then I was like, oh man, it's. I looked on the clock, and I was like, man, I'm making poor life decisions. getting back into sports. Obviously, the draft's coming up. Did you watch any of the combine?
No, I did not. I was working all through the combine, but I saw that. What's his face from Alabama? Like, tore the combine up.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Ruggs.
Yep.
Ran two sub 3 40s, and had like 40 like a 40 inch vertical or something crazy.
That's
and
wild.
Yeah, and then that one that linebacker from Clemson that ran, what did he run, like a 4.3 or 4.4?
Yeah, there's some monsters, man. NFL, man,
yeah.
They find a way to make it interesting. I watched the DBs do their thing, so I was checking out Winfield a little bit. Winfield
Jr.
How did
he look?
He looked good. You know, I know there was a couple mocks that had the Vikings getting him. Hey.
Yeah.
A little help in our secondary ain't going to make me angry.
Carter Coughlin probably improved his draft stock a lot. He ran like a 4.5 40.
Yeah. Yeah. The, there's, yeah, j- just the speed was ridiculous this year, I felt like. And it's funny because it's just that was one of those unsung things. Everyone looks at this draft like, oh, it's not as strong as others because there's not like a big-name quarterback or a big, you know, or not quarterback, but like there's only a couple of those. And then there's, you know, it's not deep, I guess is the word
yeah.
I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It should be an interesting one coming up. I know it's going to be in Vegas. A lot of things. Vegas just shut down at least the MGM brand hotels. They shut
all
down their buffets. Yeah. So the linebacker is definitely going to be eating a little lighter in the or the D line and O line guys.
Supposedly
E3 Vegas.
Has been canceled too.
Pardon?
Supposedly E3 has been canceled too.
Yeah, Coachella has been moved to October.
Holy buckets.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, man. What's going to start moving? Obviously, the entire country of Italy, you know, Serie A soccer is not being played. Like, that's canceled. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit on the on some of these mock drafts here because actually I pulled up the NFL Network's Bucky Brooks 3.0, their most recent. Recent draft here, Joe Burrow going to Bengals. I think that's still everyone's pick overall.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, so you do got Chase Young out of Ohio State, who's a great player. He's what's slated to go to Washington as far as that goes.
Good luck.
Yeah, you know, you want to talk about a team that'll probably never get it right again is Washington.
Well, as long as Schneider's running things.
Who is the worst owner, Dan Schneider or Jimmy Dolan of the Knicks?
Jimmy Dolan. It's close though, but I'd say Dolan.
The fact that like you hands down like Dolan, but you're like, but it is really close though. Like that says something about the two of these guys and the organizations they're running as far as it goes. Let's see, they got the Giants taking an O-line. They could definitely use that. They got Dolphins taking an O-line. They could use that. The San Diego Chargers in this one have Tua Tagovailoa going in pick six. Do you? They're not San Diego Chargers. God, what was I thinking? The Los Angeles Chargers? we'll get in. We'll get. Oh, wait. No, not the Los Angeles Chargers.
The LA Chargers?
Yeah. No, they are the LA Chargers, but they got him going to the Chargers in the sixth. What do you think about that pick in particular?
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's been he's been like linked to the Dolphins. He's been linked to the Chargers, like, and from what people are saying, like his hip rehab is going well. So I mean. You're essentially drafting probably your quarterback of the future, and he's gonna sit a year anyways now, which would be probably good for him. So I mean, like it doesn't surprise me. He was like looked at as like probably the number one quarterback coming into the draft before he got injured. So as long as his health checks out and he's doing good with rehab, I wouldn't be shocked to see him picked in the top 10.
So if you had to also just place, let's say that they both sit for the first five games, okay? But it gets bad in San Diego or whatever, and he goes in. Who do you think has a better chance of instant success, Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow?
Probably Tua, just because I feel like the Chargers, even though their record wasn't great last year, they have a good amount of talent, and they have a pretty good defense, and they have some, you know, playmakers on the offense like Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler, and if Hunter Henry stays healthy, they got him. Like they got some weapons, and their offensive line is decent, so I think that Tua would probably have a little bit easier of a time, like if I was to pick between those two and their like situations for the teams.
Did have you saw the Rams' new logo? Speaking of LA teams.
No, I haven't. I just know that they have mismatched uniforms with their helmets, but I haven't seen their new logo.
So there's a hat that was released with the LA, and it kind of swirls back. It almost kind of the A kind of swirls back into a Rams horn. And it kind of looks like the kind of a combination of Rams horns. Like, you remember the cannabis C?
Oh, really?
It kind of, but because of the colors that they're using on there, it really looks an awful lot like their in-town rival, the Chargers. I'm gonna send it to you just because it's that absurd when you're like when you see this thing. Let's see if I can be smart enough to operate a telephone. It's actually pretty bad. If this is the case here, you gotta wonder what's happening with the both the guys at Nike, because I believe that they get some sort of input whenever a team does new uniforms, along with again the NFL.
It looks terrible.
This logo, it's so bad.
Oh, it's awful. I just saw someone Photoshop. Input blah, like with the so they put the logo, then they had an H at the end, and then the A, and then an L, and then a B, so it made it look like blah, like kind of making fun of the logo.
Yeah, that's that about sums it up. Not only is it blah, but it's just like, what are you doing?
You know what else? It kind of looks like the Kent State like logo, sort of.
Oh, yeah, it does come. Yeah. God. That's bad.
Yeah, that's. I would be like, what is going on here?
Especially
I was a fan of theirs.
Again.
I'd be like, man, we already got mismatched helmets. Now we got this whack ass logo. What the heck?
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't know. The
Jordan's at a loss for words.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, you know, I'm a big fan of watching these. Like, I like the uniform gimmicks. You know what I mean? I liked when they brought back the white ram horns with the gold lettering on the jerseys, and then the white pants. Like, I thought that looked awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, man, I don't know. That logo's trash. It's garbage.
What happened to the trash sounder?
If I could put these things in a whole other order, I would love to. But it's just one of those things where it just doesn't.
It would be the perfect time for the trash sounder.
Yeah, you know, here you go.
Trash!
There it is. You
like that? You like that? Trash!
Yeah,
cut that bitch off.
Yeah, right.
Where's that one? You got to play that one for me.
Oh man, it's always a classic. And honestly, I don't think I've gotten it in a long time here, as far as that goes. But sometimes
cut that bitch off.
Still a classic.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
I love it.
Yeah, as we get closer,
we need Kyle to call in now.
Coming up soon, just because I know it'll be a little apropos when it's almost that time. I'm putting together a special event for for the show, and I would love to have Kyle on. So I think I'll be sending him a nice invitation. I think I'm going to do it probably in the last week of May. To be honest, so we're still a couple months off, but definitely something that's in the pipeline for the show. And I think we're gonna try and do a nice mega show. We're gonna try and do a little something.
A mega show.
Yeah, we'll do a little mega.
Are we
show.
All gonna get, I think are we all gonna get together?
I think we're gonna get the band back together. Is what we're gonna do.
Are we all gonna get together and be in the same place?
I can't guarantee, but if it does. I think it might be a Bean Boozled show is what it might be.
Oh God.
Yeah, you know, so we'll get to get the trash can ready.
Looks like the NBA, per Rachel Nichols, the NBA is shut down media locker room. Like, no more media people can go in the locker room right now because of the coronavirus.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I told you, man, it's going to happen quick. Be interesting to see.
Do you think it's a possibility they can't do the tournament? Or they, like, don't let people, like, in the stadium during the tournament? The NCAA?
That's so crazy. You know, that's going to have such a big... I mean, it's such a huge effect, right? I mean, you look at, you know, hotels and transportation and food and so many things are affected by that. That's crazy. It's possible.
I'm still surprised Ryan's going to Vegas. I'm surprised Ryan hasn't bowed out.
I don't know if I'd
want to go to Vegas. Honestly,
depending on how you booked it, right? That's going to be the problem because there's going to be a, you know, you'll have your if your place is declared a state of emergency, then you're not going to go. You know, you have a way out because hey, you have no control over this. Like, but if you're on the hook, and nothing's changed, man, technically, then I guess, you can't get it canceled. I don't know. It's tough. I really hope it moves along quicker than slower, you know what I mean? Because I want to be able to move on. You know, it's between Corona and election coverage, man, news has not been pleasant.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about that shit. Like,
yeah.
After tonight, I'm like,
we'll keep it
I'm
out.
At a loss
for we're not a politics show, but it's okay. You know, I want to get back to simpler times. I think we'll put my head in the sand.
Yeah. So what about these proposed rule changes for the NFL now?
Oh yeah, the proposed NFL rule changes. Let's see, I moved it when I pulled up the gimmick. Let's see. So one was they wanted an alternative to onside kicks is one of the things that they're trying to figure out. Let's see. And then they want some additional rule referees on the field. Let's see, and then where is the? I'm trying to find the actual.
So they want more rules, more refs on the field. Is it so they have more people on the field to screw up more calls?
Well, let's see. So by the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Chargers, they want a booth umpire as an eighth game official to the officiating crew. And they want to add a senior technology advisor to the referee to assist the officiating queue. Something tells me senior technology advisor, I think that's the guy that just runs the iPad for them or the Microsoft Surface because none of those boomers know how to operate it. but that's just me. The Dolphins, they want the object to provide the option to the defense for the game clock to start on the referee signal if the defense declines an offensive penalty that occurs late in either half.
Oh, wow. So this is another guy in the field to screw up a call.
Yeah.
Because the refs don't do that enough now anyways.
Yeah. Well, the Ravens and Chargers want the extra guy in the booth. But the Miami Dolphins, they said give the option to the defense for the game clock to start on the referee signal if the defense declines an offensive penalty that occurs late in either half. So you get to keep the ball as soon as the ball is spotted, clock starts.
Wow.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Because how many times have you seen an offensive team take a penalty just to stop the clock? I can't think of it in my head.
Yeah, I don't know either. Oh, well.
Officiating
and rules in the NFL just kind of confuse me.
Oh,
like,
no,
it
yeah.
Just seems like they just
that
make...
That seems like a weird one.
They just, it seems like they just make things harder than they should be. And they don't get stuff right a lot. So, whatever.
The Eagles want to modify the blindside block rule to prevent unnecessary fouls. Makes sense to me. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's see. They want to make a permanent expansion of automatic replay to review scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any successful or unsuccessful try attempt. So kicks.
Yeah.
Provide an alternative to the onside kick that would allow a team who is trailing in the game an opportunity to maintain possession of the ball after scoring. So instead of doing an onside kick, you would get a 4th and 15 from the kicking team's 25-yard line.
Interesting.
Like, how would you feel about that?
Interesting.
So you're deep
That's all
in
I
your
got.
Own zone. You got one play to get a first down.
Shit's stupid.
that one, like, I think the Eagles might have been watching a little too much XFL, man, based on that one.
Yeah, maybe.
The other gimmick, they said restore the preseason and regular season overtime to 15 minutes and implement rules to minimize the impact of an OT coin toss.
That's a decent rule. I don't mind that one.
Okay, so yeah, you get a longer period to try and sort the game out. Great. The OT coin toss thing, though, man. I don't know. Like, I think the coin toss is about as fair as it gets. I mean, otherwise, what are you going to do? Just give it to the home team? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying too.
You know what I mean? Like, I get why people say I still like the overtime. I would prefer a college style overtime, a full college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And instead of give it to them on the 35, give it to them on the 40. That way, the field goals, if they go 3 and out, you know, you're kicking a deep field goal. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. That's okay.
That's kingdom business.
That is kingdom business. Elijah, I don't got much else tonight. You got anything?
No,
else?
I don't either. No, not really.
We kind of get a little smorgasbord action for you tonight. I definitely enjoyed talking video games, boxing. Obviously, I still contend that LeBron James, best player in the league. Lakers going to win the championship. All hail Ryan Cook. And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. I don't got much else. Elijah, I appreciate you being on tonight, sir. We'll have a nice full show for you following next week. We'll probably talk maybe some of that Shaq Stevenson fight as far as if any maybe crazy upset occurred. You know, we'll see where it's at with the NFL and their labor talk to see if they're going to have that players union agreement. And probably as we get closer to the NBA playoffs, we'll probably be breaking down some more of that. So for Elijah, I'm saying goodbye. My name is Jordan. This is Sportscast Radio.
Bye.
Cut that bitch off!